Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get your feet on the floor, get out in the backyard, and fire up that grill or smoker. We're still officially in summer. This is the last weekend of summer. When the 20th hits, we bounce into fall, but I'm already in fall mode, Bob. It's bird season. Deer season's coming up. We're talking tailgating. There's football, man. This all just smells like fall to me, man. How you doing? I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking?
Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. Good to see you, Jop. And it is time for some good sleeping again, because
out of the
Nermaco compound, we have a lot of windows, and we live in the woods, and we love opening up those windows and letting that cool air come in. It's a little like camping.
Yeah, exactly. And but boy, do you sleep well, right?
And the songbirds are still around. It's not long from now that the mornings will be quiet.
Yeah.
And they all leave like the same day. You just wake up one morning, and it's like total silence.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Mother Nature's got a plan.
Yeah, yeah, she does.
And you know when she implements it, because they blow south in a hurry.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I haven't seen my hummingbirds in the last few days, so I think they're already catching a ride.
One chilly night, and they're like, I'm out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody told me that they hook onto the back of a goose, and they'll hop free rides part of the way.
Well, there's enough of those flying rats around that they haven't left yet, so they must be going on their own this year.
But, yeah. Seems like they'd get tired of flying back and forth, you know? It's like, when are you guys really heading south?
Right, yeah.
It's the same flock, just went over north, and now it's going west. It's like,
right.
I don't understand that pattern. But anyway, this is supposed to be about grilling, not catching a free ride, because then we'll get into politics.
Yes, we will. But this past week, did you do anything fun?
Yeah, I was in Lancaster, PA, and I had a Lancaster is a really cool town, and it's actually got a pretty thriving economy and community. But my good dealer out there, Integrity Pools, carries our Arctic Spa line, and they had a big sale. I towed my smoker all the way out there, and I had to do like 65, but that Grand Cherokee got me about 20 miles to the gallon, even towing that trailer.
Cool.
Which was really cool. Yeah, I thought going through those mountains and tunnels and
so you must have done some cooking when you got out there.
I did. Gosh, we had a VIP party one night, and I did some nice brisket that I picked up at Sobey. I made some homemade jerky, which was really cool. They went nuts over the jerky.
So let's talk a little bit about that, because that's not something everybody does. And usually, I don't know if you did it this time, usually you make that with a big piece of chuck steak. Is this what you did that time?
I actually used sirloin.
Okay. Even better.
No. It was not good.
It wasn't?
I didn't care for the sirloin.
Why? It should be more tender, isn't it?
It was just too lean. It did not have the flavor that chuck has that I was ready for. And I think I did kind of a schlockish version of some of my better brines, and I was a little rushed and didn't follow the recipe. And it was just, you know, the guys loved it. I personally didn't even eat it. It was like, yeah.
Well, if you you are interested in making some jerky on your smoker, let's talk a little bit about the chuck roast, the one you like, and just real quick how you do that, because you can reference the recipes on thegrillingguys.com,
right,
our website,
right.
But just the cut of meat. Are you doing a thick chuck roast, a thin one? What's that look like?
Whatever they have in the meat case. You know,
okay.
I just buy some chuck, and traditionally I cut them into like 3/4 inch by 3/4 inch strips. The full length of the chuck. This time I had a sirloin. It was like about an inch and a quarter thick, and I just cut sort of straps out of it. But you want to make sure and brine it for a good period of time. And if you look on our website, go to the search bar and just put in jerky, you'll find lots of jerky recipes. There's one that I'm not trying to toot my own horn. I just happen to like them. It says Bob's Favorite Eight or Bob's Great Jerkies. It was just from a time when I got crazy and came up with a bunch of different recipes. And I honestly loved, and my family and friends loved all of them. So it's because I was researching a bunch and following old practices properly. Jerky is one of those things that you really want to follow your proportion levels properly on, because
especially
you're marinating.
Things.
Yeah, you're marinating, and it has a big impact on the overall flavor profile because you are injecting or marinating in flavor. So I think it's really important to watch those levels, whereas a lot of times when you're cooking, you know, you'll grab a hand of this and a hand of that, and you know you're dialed in. But I'm just a little bit now more convinced that with jerky you have to be a little more scientific, and there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
The cure, you mentioned it, the right levels of salt, sugar. I use celery salt and sea salt for my cure, and then of course sugar for a balance. And then there's just so many profiles you can go with. You can take it in any direction you want.
Yeah.
I like it a little hot.
Yeah, you like it hot. I like it a little more savory. Maybe that sweet, salty teriyaki side is what I prefer more. You know, our friends over at Sobey Meats make great jerkies. If you don't want to mess around, do it yourself. You can roll over there and get them. Either way, it's just a great fall food.
Their jerky's awesome.
Yeah.
Their hillbilly jerky is one of my favorites.
Yeah. So this week, our friends at Barrick 616 had me over, and I did just a simple little, they had a cool little event called Guns and Golf, right, where they shot in the morning and then went out to the golf course and shot around in the afternoon.
Is that where you're at the driving range and they shoot the ball as you hit it?
Well, it wasn't quite that, no, but pull, bang. But anyway, we had a nice little, just barbecue lunch that we put together for those guys. And but when you talked about marinating, I injected those pork butts, just tried it with cider. Sweet cider from the mill.
Nice effect.
Yeah, it gave a really nice profile, and it kept them a little bit moist. Yeah. So I was worried that the acid in the cider would have some sort of reaction because it was an experiment. I'd never done it, but it turned out fine. I think that, you know, when you inject there, and it's a hole going in, and when you pull it out, there's a certain amount of it that can drain out of there as well.
I think the best butts I ever did, I took a couple of bottles of Jawjacker from Arcadia,
mm-hmm.
and I injected the butts with Jawjacker, and I'm not kidding you, man, the flavor that – because there's some allspice and whatever that...
That's like a pumpkin ale, right?
It is,
from
Arcadia Ales. Except there's no pumpkin in it. It's,
right.
It's a fall. It's supposed to be a pumpkin beer, but doesn't really have pumpkin. But the spice profile on that just made those butts just spanky.
Yeah, just a great flavor.
I did a bunch of butts out in Lancaster, too, and I did Bitchin' Beans. I remembered to serve them. I didn't leave them on the smoker. but I'll tell you what, doing events back-to-back like that, I was the workhorse. Everybody else was having fun. Everybody from my company that flew in from Canada, they all had fun.
Yeah. Well, that Bob, hell yeah, he can cook,
the
man.
The gringo was at it, man. And by 10:30 at night, I was spent. And they all, being Canadians, want to go out.
Right, sure.
So sure. What did I do?
I went out. Yeah. Well, coming up next, we're going to talk to our friend Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats. Always a pleasure when we can get Tim on the line because he's going to impart some great ideas about meat and how to prepare it and the cuts you might need. We're also going to have a treat today. Bob had another conversation with our friend Babe Winkleman. We're going to talk Midwest whitetails and maybe some fall walleye and perch with him. So you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you listening in. Stick with us. We'll be back.